One man watching with great anticipation as the returns came in last night was John Lewis, the longtime civil rights leader and Democratic congressman from Georgia. Decades after he marched for black voting rights, Lewis saw the United States elect its first African-American president. From Atlanta, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Harkening back to 1965, Congressman Lewis recalled a time of oppression and fear when hundreds tried to march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, in an effort to earn African Americans the right to vote. They were met by state troopers who used tear gas and billy clubs to stop the march in what became known as Bloody Sunday.
It would be detrimental to your safety to continue this march, and I'm paying attention to an unlawful assembly. You have to disperse. You are ordered to disperse, go home, or go to your church.
John Lewis was knocked to the ground, severely beaten, and ended up with a fractured skull. Last night, he recognized the change he began fighting for a generation ago is happening.
Well, I must tell you, this is an unbelievable, unreal night.
Lewis and many African Americans say they've lived to see Martin Luther King's dream realized, but they say it was not without an immense struggle.
And my mind just started going back to the people who stood in those unmovable lines in Selma, Alabama, a few short years ago, the people that was beaten, some shot and killed in Mississippi for attempting to register to vote, those who died and went to their graves, who never, ever had an opportunity to vote for anyone or even have an opportunity to register because they failed the so-called literacy test. So I'm deeply moved and touched by what I see happening here in America tonight.
At Lewis election headquarters in Atlanta, several hundred people waited anxiously to hear the results of the national race. All eyes were on several big screen televisions until Obama reached the magic number, 270 electoral votes.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
Lewis was re-elected to Congress without opposition. But on this historic evening, the son of a sharecropper focused on Barack Obama's victory rather than his own.
It doesn't matter whether we are black or white, a Latino, an Asian American, a Native American. Barack Obama is saying to America, we are one people. We are one house. We are one family.
There was dancing, and some who came to watch the race were overwhelmed by the result. 32-year-old Ardelia Austin, a real estate agent, stepped outside to catch her breath.
This time, it really... It wasn't stolen this time. Every vote counted. Everybody turned. The numbers couldn't lie. There was no way to deny us this time. We got it. This is our America. This is it. Oh!
It was an emotional victory, one that took decades to deliver, and one that Congressman John Lewis is now savoring. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
Another civil rights pioneer was in Chicago's Grant Park last night to hear Barack Obama speak for the first time as president-elect. Jesse Jackson twice ran for president himself. During this campaign, he was at times frustrated with Obama's campaign. Still, television footage showed Jackson crying when networks declared victory for Barack Obama. Jesse Jackson later said he felt great emotion and great joy.
I think about people like Thurgood Marshall tearing down legal walls, Dr. King tearing down social walls, the martyrs, they tore down the walls. Now Barack is building the bridge, which can only take place after the walls are torn down. And what a magnificent bridge builder.
Many in the crowd at Grant Park talked about what Barack Obama's victory means for race in America. Lindsay Boyd was there. He lives in Chicago.
I'm looking forward to a change where we will say, I don't care where you're from. When you're here, we're going to treat you like a human being.
One of the many voters last night thinking about the progress of civil rights after the election of the country's first African-American president.